In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I can't help but notice on today, Palm Sunday, the day we celebrate Christ's entrance into Holy Jerusalem, some parallels between Christ's entrance and that city on that day and our church right here today. In Jerusalem, for the Feast of Passover, the population would triple, quadruple. All the pilgrims from far away would come, because that was the only place that they could celebrate the Passover. So for a week before the feast, they would come in droves and fill the city. Fill the city so much that people couldn't get through the streets. Fill the city so that you were constantly bumping elbows. Fill the city because they were there to celebrate. Just as now, our church is full. Our church, our narthex, the Lotto Center next door, is full of pilgrims who have come a week out from our great Pascha to celebrate today. And all of these pilgrims, as Christ enters, they sing, "Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us." Now, of course, they are talking about Christ. He is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He is the God who has revealed himself to all those in Jerusalem. And beyond Jerusalem, to all those in Judea. Beyond Judea to the Roman Empire, and beyond time to us today, that he has revealed himself. He is the one who came in the name of the Lord and continues to come in the name of the Lord. But he is not the only one. We sing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," and we sing it for Christ. But today I say, blessed are you. Blessed are all of you who have come in the name of the Lord. You are here today, and you are blessed. You have come in the name of the Lord to be witness to his entry into Jerusalem. You are blessed. He has revealed himself to you today through Holy Communion. You are blessed. You have come in the name of the Lord, and you are blessed. And we who are here, welcome you and love you and say welcome. In Jerusalem, for the feast of the Passover, when Christ entered a week early, there were sure many people who were walking with him, many people inside the city themselves who do not make their regular residence there. Many people who come just for that special feast. Many people who will probably not return again after that feast. Blessed are they, for they came in the name of the Lord. Blessed are all of you who have come today and don't make your regular church attendance at Saints Peter and Paul. You have come today in the name of the Lord, and he has revealed himself to you. And again, you are blessed. Now that revelation, though, carries with it something. That blessing that you have all received today by your presence and your prayers here requires something. A candle cannot burn without fuel, without wax. An athlete cannot compete without the proper nutrients and nourishment. We who are here and are blessed and believe that each and every one of you, by your presence today, in the receiving of Holy Communion and the meeting of Christ, are blessed. Whether you are here and you make your regular residence here every Sunday as those who lived in Jerusalem, they were no less blessed than those who traveled far distances for that one occasion. They are all blessed. But how do we hold on to that blessing? How do we nourish that blessing? How do we keep the blessing that we have received today and make it last a lifetime? The blessing that we receive and this saying, blessed are you who comes in the name of the Lord, is not reserved just for Palm Sunday. Every morning in the Orthros service, we say, God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Every morning we say this, which means every morning as you wake up, as you pray, as you meditate on God, you are blessed. You are coming forward to meet him, and you are blessed. Those people who walked with Christ into Jerusalem, a great many of them will leave. A great many of them will forfeit their blessings. But today you are blessed, and that day they were blessed. We have the rest of this week and beyond just this week. We have the rest of our lives to constantly be singing and reminding ourselves that when we come to meet the Lord, he reveals himself to us and we are blessed. He reveals himself to us in our private prayers when he listens and intercedes on our behalf. We are blessed when he reveals himself to us as the one who baptizes our children, as the one who marries us and joins us to our spouses. We are blessed when he reveals himself to us as the one who comforts those who are mourning and in pain. He reveals himself to us, most importantly, in a week from now, as the one who rises from the dead and saves all of us, if only we will continue to meet him. If only we will continue to be blessed the rest of our lives as we are blessed today. If only we will follow after him, so that when the crowds chant in his glory, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, you can stand up and say, I am coming in the name of the Lord. I am walking with the Lord. Yes, I walked into Jerusalem. Yes, I walked into Saints Peter and Paul. And I was not there beforehand. But my experience there on that day, the revelation of Christ in the Holy Eucharist, the revelation of the one who binds all of us together, the people here in the church, in the nave, and in the narthex, and in the Lotto Center, we might be separated by space, but we are all bound together, and that is done through Christ who reveals himself as the tie that unites all of humanity. We have come today in the name of the Lord. We are blessed. Come again tomorrow when he reveals himself as the bridegroom. Come again on Wednesday when he reveals himself as the one who heals through holy unction. Come on Thursday when he reveals himself as the one who bows his head and gives up his spirit. Come on Holy Friday when we sing his funeral hymns. Come on Holy Saturday when he reveals himself as the one who tramples into and out of Hades. Come on Anastasi when he reveals himself as the light in the darkness. Come on Holy Pascha when he reveals himself to be the one who undoes the Tower of Babel and speaks to everyone in every language, because he heals and saves the whole world. You have come today and you are blessed. Come the rest of this week and the rest of your lives. Make this your mantra, your theme song, as you come into the church every Sunday and remind yourself on Saturday that I will be going to church on Sunday. As you remind yourself when you wake up in the morning or before you go to sleep, I am coming in the name of the Lord. He is revealing himself to me, and because of that, I am truly blessed. Blessed are all of you who have come today in the name of the Lord. May we all come together to share in his glorious resurrection in 7 days' time, that we may receive the blessing of eternal life, the one who conquers death. Amen.